that'll do it. I'm Larry Skidcon, your host for this edition of Black Cool Tech. It's indeed turned chilly, Kentucky. It's about 20 after 4 in the afternoon. I'm on my way home from work. Thought I'd drop a quick note to you guys. I had to start the recorder since we had a train. Man, I had this thing ready to go. I didn't even hear it till it got that close. So I'm telling you, these things sneak up on you around here. I don't have anything in specific to talk with you, anything in particular to talk with you about today. Just wanted to touch on a couple things. We got a couple more submissions. The submissions have actually been slowing down a little. What's happened with you guys? Haven't seen a career cast in a while. Those are absolutely fascinating. I would like to encourage more of you to think about doing one. I've heard them described as everything from inspirational to fascinating and very informative to other people that may be considering a career in your area of expertise. And actually, inspirational is not a bad word. I've had some notes from teachers around the country who are using these as role models. You guys are role models for other students who may either just be losing their vision or I love the sound of a train with a flat spot on one of its wheels. Or other children who just don't know what they're going to do, and young adults. So please keep those coming. Those are great. Friendly doggies. You're a good boy, Jake. Yeah. Lynette Tatum sent an article to me the other day about a brown shoe and a black shoe from our as a response to the little chat that Liz and I were having in the car about relationships among blind and sighted partners, or blind on blind partners. And I've actually gotten a couple of good audio comments and emails that we'll play on the show to help spark this conversation a little bit, or actually add a lot to this conversation. So hopefully I'll try to get to that very soon. I just didn't have time this weekend to do a feedback show like I wanted to. Got a lot of good response from the discussion that Rob and I had about accessibility of appliances the other day. So that was good too. Well, in fact, this morning's show was Daryl Shandro's follow-up to those comments. Thank you, Daryl. I really appreciate that. I had a note today at work from someone wondering where the next beta was for Bookport. And I guess apparently I had told someone that this was just a matter of a few days away, and it's been a week or more. But like I mentioned in the email that I wrote, you know, I don't want to put a beta out where I already know there's problems. I mean, why spread the frustration from just us to all of you guys? And then, you know, not only does it, you know, there's no need in putting a beta out there that we know has problems. That's not what beta testing is about. Beta testing is about us putting, or the developers putting something out that, as far as they know, works correctly. And if you find something, you know, you're sort of the first line of defense against catastrophe, I guess you could say. You know, we try to make, like I say, the betas so that we have no known problems with them, or if we do have a few issues, we will tell you about them ahead of time so that you can avoid them. But I think you're going to like this next beta. And I don't know when it'll be out. I'll guess next week, maybe toward the latter part of next week. But we've fixed that. Well, let's see. Actually, I've had this one fixed for a while. It just hadn't been released yet. There was some cases where you could really bang on the navigation keys, especially on unindexed MP3 files, and get it to, well, it wouldn't totally hang, but it would seem like it would hang for about 10 seconds or so. I found that little bug, got it out of there. And we also found the bug that Brian Burroughs brought up on the mailing list about getting the minutes spoken time to generously grant you extra minutes as you were navigating through audio files. And we've got the file size limitations broken now. So, I mean, not broken, but fixed. So we actually put an artificial limit of 16 megabytes on a text file. If that's, as far as I know, that should handle any text file. And the limitations on the size of audio files used to be 256 megabytes. And that limitation is gone now as well. So we've been actually testing this with a digital talking book that takes up 3 CDs. It's one that we recorded for National Library Service. It's not publicly available yet, but it's just served as a good test for us because it's so big. And this book is one that's called the Jerusalem Bible, I believe is the name of it. And it was, I'm going to say it was 1.2 gigabyte worth of audio data. So, and I think we've got a couple of them that might even be a little bigger than that. Hey, And what else? Oh, should have an initial implementation of the alarms that we have actually been working on for quite some time. And they're pretty cool. You can have multiple alarms, set them to be recurring by daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. A few little bugs and user interface issues to work out on the alarms yet, but it may be available by next week. If, you know, if that's all that's holding us up on this, on the file size release, we'll just not include the alarms in this particular version of the firmware. And get the other parts of that out. Lou.
Hi.
I guess the other big thing, definitely the big thing, is breaking the 2 gigabyte flashcard size barrier that we've had up to now. So with any luck at all, that'll be out next week. Now, we'll warn you on that one. You know, we're switching over to FAT32, if that means anything to you techie types out there. And FAT32 is a bit slower than FAT16. You can actually document this yourself by working in Windows with a flashcard in both, you know, one in each file system. In fact, you know, I remember when FAT32 first came out, it was noticeably slower on hard drives even. But I think if you keep the number of files per folder to a reasonable level, I think the performance will be okay. Let's see, let me get across the street here. Good boy. That's my buddy. Good doggy. So, you know, I don't think you're going to want to put 100 files in a folder. You know, you're going to start seeing some performance degradation. As you move from file to file. But I think this will... I'm really looking forward to using a 4 gig card or bigger, especially now with all these podcasts available. I keep my 2 gig card pretty well filled up. I really don't have that much in books, but in podcasts there's quite a space hit there. But, you know, that's one of the reasons podcasts are taking off, is the portable media devices can play them, and the storage is getting cheap enough that makes it practical to take them with you. Well, like I said, this was a brief version of Blind Cool Tech. I'll go ahead and sign off. You can call our comment line at 206-984-9203. Our email is blindcooltech. Hey!
I'm going to get Marley. I'll be right back.
How's your car running?
It's running good.
Did it quit missing? How about sticking the accelerator? Bye. Oh, blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our website is blindcooltech.com. Remind me to tell you guys about this Simplex keyless lock on the front door. Hey, Fredsters. What's up, buddy? You're a good dog, huh, Fredsters? And it's one of these that is a mechanical push-button lock. Doesn't use any batteries. Really nice. I like the fact that I don't have to carry keys. Got that kind of lock at work and at home. Okay. Let's let the boys out and we'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks for joining me on the walk home. There you go, boys. It's Larry's Good Company. We'll see you next time. Y'all have a good one.